Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The totally redesigned Hustler X1 is the perfect combination of power and versatility. The Hustler X1 mower can do it all. The X1 gives you true commercial quality and design with 52, 60, and 72-inch decks, and you save $1,000 over last year's prices. Hustler's warranty provides extra peace of mind. With mowing speeds up to 10.5 miles per hour and reliability of all day every day, it's the redesigned Hustler X1 for you. To find your Hustler dealer, go to HustlerTurf.com. Save big on the X1. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Wheat farmers, looking to bring an all-out blitz against rye and other tough weedy grasses? Then put Double Stop CL Plus on your team. OSU researchers team with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus delivers huge results in the most difficult environments. To learn more about Double Stop CL Plus, log on to okgenetics.com.
A quiet day for cattle futures today. The markets did close lower. We were 52 lower in the August feeder cattle at 144.50. That was $1.30 off the low and about 80 off the high, so right in the middle of the range. On out into November, we were down $1.05. That was the weakest month. Live cattle were 40 to a dollar lower. August, the front month, was the weakest one at 113.70, down 107. The box beef at midday was down $1.13 on choice at $217.71. Select was at $203.08, up 57. Choice select spread was $14.63. We had 5,500 head of Oklahoma City today. The feeder cattle index is 148.19, which is at a premium to the August futures. The live cattle also trading from 117.19 last week is also at a premium to the August futures. In the live cattle, they're about $5 over that currently. Cattle in the feedlot are currently closing out at a positive $136 a head. Projected close of cattle going in to the feedlot right now are losing about $75 a head. And technically speaking, if you look at a brief look at the chart, we're still below the moving averages, and so a lot of the long-term trend traders are looking for it to be a bearish market here until it gets back above that moving average.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures sharply higher today, led by the soybeans. They were 20 to 25 cents higher. November beans were 23 and 3/4 higher at 10.39, reaching their highest levels, looks like, since November of 2016. So quite an impressive rally here as the boards come up about $1.30 since the 1st of July. So really crazy soybean rally here. This Wednesday, we've got a USDA report. The major focus will be the production side of it. All wheat production is expected to be 1.748 billion bushels, about 76 million less than where they were in June for all wheat. If you look at hard red winter wheat, 2 million bushels more expected at 745 million bushels. So there is a drop, most of it coming from the far north drought areas. Corn and bean production are also going to be on this report. Corn production is estimated at 14.126 billion bushels. That's a jump over the June number of 14.06. And then the yield is 169.6, where last month they were at 170.7. Again, it's just reflecting that drought up north. And then soybean production, 4.24 billion expected. In June, it was 4.255. So a drop in acres, I think, is part of the reason why that's a little bit. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.